أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. مدد يا سيدي يا رسول الكريم يا حبيب العظيم، انظر حالنا واشف لنا وابدون بمددكم ونظركم. مدد يا سيدي يا سلطان الأولياء مع شيخ عبد الفايز الدغستاني. مدد يا سيدي يا سلطان الأولياء مع شيخ محمد ناظم عبد الحقاني. مدد يا سلطان قلوبنا مولانا شيخ هشام كبان وابدون بمددكم ونظركم. إن شاء الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. And always a reminder for myself, Ya Rabbi, an abduka al-ajeez, o da'eef, o miskeen, o zalim, o jahal. If not for Your rahmah and Your grace that I cease to exist. And that alhamdulillah that Allah granted us a tremendous gift to follow the ways of haqqaiq and to lead us to the hand of awliyaullah. They are the shadow of Sayyidina Muhammad upon this earth, and Sayyidina Muhammad the shadow of Allah upon the earth. And that alhamdulillah Allah's great ni'mat is whom Allah guides is truly guided, and whom Allah does not guide will never find guidance. And from their teachings alhamdulillah the Sayyidina Muhammad is in a continuous mirage into Divinely presence of Allah, and awliyaullah and Ummat Muhammad are in a continuous mirage into the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad. And in that mirage they are in a mirage through the Holy Qur'an, because what you find in the heart of Prophet is the speech of Allah. Manzil al-Qur'an, the location in which the Qur'an is emanating, the Divinely speech of Allah emanating from that holy heart, and ashiqeen, their arwah, their souls are in that heart of Sayyidina Muhammad. Their mirage then is in the heart of Prophet through Holy Qur'an. If Surat al-Yaseen is the heart of Holy Qur'an, Surat al-Fatiha is the heart of Surat al-Yaseen, is a door and an opening towards these realities. And alhamdulillah we've been talking for the last week and a half that awliyaullah come into our lives and to teach us the tremendous reality of Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem that given to no nation, that all the ulum of Holy Qur'an, all the lights and power of Holy Qur'an is moving into these 30 juz, like a laser coming into 30 juz. Now they want to explain what's happening with those 30 juz, means that those 30 juz then are moving and dressing seven darajats of Surat al-Fatiha. That every holy ayah of Surat al-Fatiha from Holy Qur'an is dressing it. So is immense reward in just the recitation of Surat al-Fatiha, that you find every ayatul Qur'an can be filed away within these seven verses. Means they're speaking to the seven verses and the realities of Surat al-Fatiha. And all of Surat al-Fatiha like a laser is brought into Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. By just saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, you're unfolding the realities of Surat al-Fatiha upon the soul, and the Surat al-Fatiha is unloading all the realities of the 30 juz, and the 30 juz opening all the realities of Holy Qur'an upon the soul like a flower. So as soon as you recite it begins to emanate all of its secrets. When they want, and the soul is in a continuous journey, you see yourself just your physical life. Those whom Allah are guiding and granting real guidance, these are awliya who are murshids, that their soul is in a continuous journey, that Allah has their souls and raising their darajat, that they're not living an empty life of only physical, but at every moment Allah is raising the darajat of their soul, taking them through unimaginable and infinite realities. So then they come back into our life and begin to teach. That these are the seven maqams that Surat al-Fatiha is dressing upon creation. We said before, Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem being the crown and the pinnacle of the journey, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, because they're starting from the gate closest to dunya, taking us up into the paradise, seven paradises which is in the Divinely Presence, Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. So from hatta dunya, the lowest level, Siratul Ladina An'amta Alayhim Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Waladdaleen. And we said a couple nights, but in our world you repeat 100 times and you'll be astonished each time what the soul understood. And that people are hearing but really not understanding. So Prophet was teaching that keep repeating, because it's going to penetrate like cracking a walnut. That people have a big defense upon their heart and upon their reality, that as you repeat like a light that they keep hitting until it begin to enter into the heart. And that's why the zawiyas and the khanaqas of awliyaullah, they are from that reality that Allah said that, take the way of My grace and My mercy and not the way of My anger and not the way of those who have gone astray. So we said before, then all the zawiyas, what do you see in them? The way of Allah's rahmah, because their practices are all immense rahmah and mercy, and you see filled within them those whom angered Allah and who have gone astray, because their belief was not the way Allah wanted. Even you say, I'm born into Islam, the practices were not of that reality in which Allah was happy, and actions and character and bad akhlaq. You see people who you think to be pious and they're typing all sorts of crazy things now. They say crazy things, they talk in a way you can't imagine. So there's your Islam. You say, no Shaykh, I'm born Muslim. But it's not a title where you say, I'm Versace and I have polo, I'm Muslim. But it's an action. And Allah is infinite rahmah, we talked last night, immense mercy and love for His beloved creation. And only you understand it once you have a family, once you have children and you realize that no matter what your child does, you never want to rip its hands and feet and do horrible things to your children. You don't even want to beat them. And the only time you get angry at them is as a warning that don't go into the kitchen, don't go near those hot pots, because God forbid if that fire should fall upon you, what am I going to do? I suffer more by seeing you in calamity, seeing you in this mushkilat. Allah say, I give you that love, you think you have more love than Me? It came from Me. If I didn't send you that rahmah, you'd be cold as ice. Worse than ice, even ice is hot. Where's that love coming from? It's coming from Allah's oceans. And those who reach those darajats, Allah send them back down as a guide. You reached My rahmah, you understood My rahmah, you understood the immense love I have for this creation, go back and be a caretaker of that ayatul Qur'an. That make your path to be the path that I love, do the actions that you know I love, do the practices you know I love, feed people, make them to do their belief, encourage them through love, have majlis of zikr, majlises of salawat and praising upon Sayyidina Muhammad, teach people good characteristics, not to cheat, not to steal, to be happy and smiley. SubhanAllah, wherever we go, our people are smiley people. And other people say that, why if these people think they're the chosen people of paradise, they don't smile? No teaching of akhlaq and good manners. You've been to the centers, nobody smiles. rows of chairs and politicians looking and everybody in the audience look angry. If Allah granted you the ni'mat of paradise, why are you so angry? You should be the happiest people, radiant like sunshine, smiling, because even your smile is a sadaqah from Prophet ﷺ's teaching. So then they're inspired that you make those zawiyas a refuge and oasis for all the people I send to you. And don't judge them, help them, support them to the best of your ability, guide them. And that's why then they come and they say, why are there so many different types of people, always new people, always guests? Because it's real, and Allah says in my Qur'an, these are the people who are dressed from this Holy Qur'an, because the love of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. My Qur'an is real, it's alive and it's flowing. If you accompany them, you'll see all of its realities in living action. So then their zawiyas and their locations are filled with whom Allah wants them to be guided. So that if they dress them from that darajat, means that in every association your physicality is sitting there but your soul is moving with them. As soon as their associations take place, whether they're eating, whether they're praying, whether they're doing their zikr, their souls are from the oceans of hayat. They're not dead souls, and they're not souls that are trapped within a body. Their soul is moving. The energy that people feel, whether in their presence or from a distance, is the movement of their arwah, their soul. So their soul is al-hayat, is alive. Immediately it lifts whatever Allah is taking that soul and bringing it for its miraj, everything like a ship is on their soul moving. Because the world of light. We need to make a video, Adam, to show that. Because people think from the world of form, oh shit, we're sitting here, you're sitting here, we're all sitting here. No, 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 no. These masters who've raised us, these zikrs are alive, their prayers are alive, their practices are alive, they're continuously moving with their soul. And their soul like a huge ship of light that it leaves no one behind. Because we talked before in many different associations, their character is better than the character of the sun. Better, because the sun is an imitated reality, the sun shines upon everyone. Is Allah's mercy, He puts it on everyone. He doesn't come to the beach and say, I don't like this guy, put a cloud over here and then shine over here. It shines, His job is shine. So means Allah teaching, your job shine. Regardless, it's nothing to do with you, it's not anything personal from you, has nothing to do with you. They send a light, you live a life of shining. As a result of shining, everybody is uplifted with those lights. As soon as they give their knowledges, then again with the knowledge that been given, the soul is like a food and a sustenance being thrown for the soul. We said before that if you don't know the address here, there's no way you would have walked into that rahmah. So when Allah sends you a location, sends you a knowledge, sends you a name, every secret has a name and every name has a secret. When Allah gives you a rahmah and says, go to that address, means He's invited you to this ni'mah, these secrets that can't be imagined. But if you don't have that address, you're never going to find it, it's like hidden. People say, I've been driving back and forth for 2 years and I never went inside. Until what? Allah granted a ni'mat and they came. And there are people who walk, and it's not just this association, these are all under these masters. I'm nothing, a donkey for them, but they are big and powerful, only Allah. And you're conducting an association under their flags, their flag under the flag of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَكَ رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Immense mercy of Prophet ﷺ, not what being portrayed on television because of the dajjal, his one eye, his box is one eye. And Allah just said, your Lord is not one eye, there's two eyes of rahmah and hayat, they're dressing all of creation. Means then they come to that immense mercy, they being uplifted through these surahs. So as soon as you come to the associations, you see all these different categories of people, that is ishara that you are in one of those places. The next is, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Raheem, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'een, wa ihdina siratal mustaqeem. Then they're going to clarify for everyone's life, take a path of siratal mustaqeem, the straight and narrow. Then the external, describe that as a blade in which you have to walk that blade and not be cut. Oh, the haqqaiq of siratul mustaqeem means then is the path in which Allah is completely satisfied. We said before, every Prophet is in need of the intercession of Sayyidina Muhammad. When they come to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, said, I sinned and brought to earth, how with that sin I'm going to carry all of creation? I'm in need. And Sayyidina Adam says, let's go to Sayyidina Nuh, all the big Prophets. And they go to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam and said that, I'm in need because when I got fed up with my nation I told Allah, take them and finish them, and Allah sent a flood and destroyed the nation of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. How the difference of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam and Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salam, that until his feet bleeding and crying for his nation. Not the holy companions that he blessed them and dressed them with infinite lights, but all the nation that would come and all the responsibility that would be under Prophet and seeing that their darajats would never reach what Prophet wanted for them, and he cried for them, made intercession for them, nazar upon them, upon us right now. Prophet at that time's nazar was upon us in our reality, ulum al-awwaleen wa akhireen. Completely knowing exactly everything that Allah wants Prophet to know. That is the immense mercy of Sayyidina Muhammad means then, what in your life could you imagine as siratul mustaqeem? Must be the sirat, the way of Sayyidina Muhammad, the qadam and the footstep of Prophet. Then they come and say, then make your life in the qadam of Prophet, completely follow the footsteps of Prophet. That is a rahmah alayhi salatu salam, is a mercy alayhi salatu salam, that every perfume and every beauty of Prophet by following these awliya. Because other people say, oh yeah, they're following Prophet, but they're very angry. Prophet wasn't known for being angry. So what you follow must be dressing you. So if you say you're in the sun all day but you don't have a tan, something's wrong. It's dunya. So Shaykh, I'm all day in the sun, but say you look like you've been hiding from the sun because you don't have a tan. What do you think then about the sun of Prophet, the light and the nur of Sayyidina Muhammad? If you're truly following and Prophet is reflecting to you, you have to be fragranced with that light, with that love, with that beauty. So that everything is attracted to that fragrance, to that light and to that love and to that beauty, and those are the awliyaullah who are inheriting fa'ikum. That they are amongst you because they're the drops from Prophet's heart. When they reached, Allah gave them their dress and said, go back down now to humanity and lift them up. Because you're inheriting from, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَكَ رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. You're walking lovers of Sayyidina Muhammad. Their souls are ashiqeen, wherever they go they carry the light of Prophet and the character of Sayyidina Muhammad in their darajats and in their levels of perfection. As a result their associations are from siratul mustaqeem. And they're teaching people that all the ayahs of Qur'an that are describing siratul mustaqeem are addressing that ayah. What a power. So when you're reciting Siratul Mustaqeem, every ayat of Qur'an that Allah wants to give guidance and understanding and to the azimat and Nabi and to the perfection of the path. Because Allah's love is for insan, that my love for Sayyidina Muhammad قُلْ إِنِّي كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَتَّبِعُونِي. So means that ayah, that's why you see them using very specific ayahs of Qur'an. because in these darajats those ayahs are dressing the souls of the people who are coming. They keep saying and repeating and repeating, and every time they're repeating then these big awliyaullah are dressing their people. They're dressing, Ya Rabbi, by the haqq and the reality of your Holy Qur'an, قُلْ إِنِ كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Our whole life is فَاتَّبِعُونِي. They be the tabi'een, be those whom followed and enter into the oceans of ihtiba and obedience. Ihtiba is obedient. Now you go to the masjid, there's no obedience, everybody's rude. Everybody talk against the imam, everybody do all sorts of crazy actions. That's not ihtiba. This is not Siratul Mustaqeem. Ihtiba, could you ask the Sahabi and would they dare say anything against Prophet? Never, because of their love. Extreme love, what the difference? If somebody carrying a Muhammadan light, Nurul Anwar wa Sirat al-Asrar in the days of perfection, what a respect they had for that light and the love and ihtiram they had for Sayyidina Muhammad that these people carry that light, these ulama they carry these lights. They would be if tabi'een, they would have exemplified ihtiba, follow with obedience, with good character, with good manners, not to be rebellious. And all the words of the Jummah, that's why we say we have to start reciting things in English, because this is about spreading the reality of Islam and not spreading Arabic. Now it's just reciting, everybody wants to recite it in Arabic, nobody understands any of the English. All of the khutbah of Jummah is about having the best of character, not cheating, not stealing, not deceiving, not having any evilness, but because nobody knows what's being recited, they sit there for good 35, 40 minutes, 45 minutes and leave. Said, you don't understand what's just recited? No crookedness, all praising upon Prophet and all warning the jama'ah, don't cheat, don't steal, don't be crooked people. You are ambassador of Allah's most beloved creation, it's not something small. So then Siratul Mustaqeem is an entire ocean that through your akhlaq and your character carry the sunnah of Prophet as your most honorable gift. Not a hat that you fight with, one day you wear it, one day you don't, one day you have it, one day it's like a battle zone with you, you and your hat. No, Allah is saying, I gave you the honor to imitate my most beloved creation. I gave you such an immense honor, you carry it with all the honor that you can imagine. Means they even carry their sunnah with extreme reverence of Prophet. And their shaykhs keep putting into their heart, Prophet is watching you, how you can cheat, how you can steal, how you can lie to people, how you can try to deceive people, you don't see there's two angels watching you, the jinn watching you, you must know Prophet is watching you. And that's why then you Tazkiyat al-awliya, read this, the stories of Tazkiyat al-awliya. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Qaddisallahu Sirruh brought all his students. Bigger story but I won't go into that. He had thousands and thousands and they called, said that, Ya Sayyidi, that we have something happening, we need some of your students, they're all around you all the time. He said, no, I only have two students, the rest you can take. We won't go into that story. But when he wanted to test his students, he gave them all a chicken and said, I'm asking you, slaughter this chicken where Allah won't see you. Okay, Nam Sayyidi, that is a big clever, we're going to go around and look for a place in which we can slaughter the chicken and Allah won't see us. And all of them disturbed themselves looking and hiding and going here, going there, and the one who has a heart that's open is just sitting and waiting there. So, why aren't you taking your chicken to go and see where Allah doesn't see you? So, Ya Sayyidi, well, Allah is not going to see me. He realized that the level of his faith is perfected, that Allah is seeing everything. So Siratul Mustaqeem is an immense ocean in which awliyaullah are dressing that keep the honor of Prophet, keep the love of Prophet, that keep the akhlaq and the character of Prophet. Every time you make a mistake go back and cry, Ya Rabbi, I'm not keeping that honor, I'm not keeping that way. Grant me good character, take away my bad character. let me to be something pleasing in the eyes of Prophet so that he looks with a happiness, not look with an anger, not look with disappointment. That's not the nazar that we want the nazar of Prophet's happiness and rida and satisfaction upon us. That nazar melt away everything, melt away all difficulty, melt away every mushkilat, and raise that person with muhabbat and love into the nearness. And because everything is holy hadith, you be with whom you love. When Prophet sees the characters struggling so hard to reach that satisfaction, the love and the rahmah of Prophet's nazar, the light of the soul like the sunshine, dresses that soul and brings that soul to be more and more present. That I understand your love, I know that you're struggling with your character, at least by that love you're drawing closer to me. And then all the holy verses of Holy Qur'an. In just the maqam of Sirat al-Mustaqeem, Surat al-Fath, the 48th surah is an immense ocean of reality. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, inna fatanaka fatan mubeenan. We have granted you, Prophet ﷺ, a manifest and immense victory. Prophet ﷺ is the mubeen. Prophet ﷺ is the victory. وَلِيَكْفِرَكَ اللَّهُمَّ قَدَّمْ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرْ. That Allah may forgive you your faults. Because Sirat al-Mustaqeem, now they want us to understand that when you are truly on the steps of Prophet ﷺ, and immense love for Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ, and Allah says, قُلْ إِنِ كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ اللَّهَ فَتَّبِعُونِي. That tell them, if they want my love, follow you. Yuhibbukumullah. Allah then in Surat al-Fath, the 48th surah, is describing what that love is going to be. That Allah will forgive you your faults of the past and everything to follow. From the past and everything to follow. Min dhanbika wa man ta'akhar, from the past and everything to follow. Yutimma ni'matuhu alayka wa yahdika Sirat al-Mustaqeem. This is Sirat al-Mustaqeem. And he will fulfill all his favors upon you, forgive you all your past sins, forgive you all your future sins, and complete his ni'mat. People don't understand what ni'mat is. Means what Allah created you with, what darajat Allah expected for you with, what blessings Allah wanted to grant to you, and most definitely we came on earth and we fell short. We got mixed up, we go, oh my gosh, all these nice things, forget about it, and we forgot the contract that we made with Allah. And Allah is saying, because of your love for Prophet ﷺ, he is alayhi salatu salam my clear victory. There's no one more victorious to attach yourself to than the love of Prophet ﷺ. So I forgive all your faults of the past, all your faults of the future, and I'm going to guide you to the straight path. That is a victory from Allah. And then Allah seals that reality, وَيَنْصُرُكُ nasran aziza. That I'm going to support you with a mighty support. Aziz, Allah sifat al-aziz, that nothing can stop sifat al-aziz. When Allah wants to send sifat al-aziz like the enforcer of heavens, Allah ordering it, it's going to come. No matter through what, it's going to arrive to that servant. Allah is saying, then, يَنْصُرُكُ nasran aziza. I'm going to support you with an immense support. Why? Because you're on Sirat al-Mustaqeem and you are a lover of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ, and Prophet ﷺ nazar upon you means you've been granted victory. The victory of the vision and the nazar of the soul of Prophet ﷺ is watching over you. Then it opens the next maqam, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Raheem, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een. Now at that maqam their faith and their practices are reaching perfection. their tasleem to Allah, acceptance of Allah and what Allah ordained for them in perfection, all the way up to that reality of Surat al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Raheem, Maliki Yawmiddin. Means once their faith was in tawheed, Allah raised their soul to the reality of Maliki Yawmiddin. Means everything about you, maut al-qabl al-maut, that everything is dying, that Allah is going to take you to your paradise reality. Begin to witness the reality of Maliki Yawmiddin, that what Allah is dressing from that reality. Then raise the servant to Rahman Rahim. Why? Because Sifatul Rahman is going to give a light upon their soul. Sifatul Rahim is going to make them from oceans of al-hayat. And then take them to Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. At that level, this is the important one, because we're trying to reach towards the bab of Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. If your soul is from Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, then everything about your reality is wishing only to praise and be in continuous praise. So we gave the example before that if you were to meet the angels, what would they be doing? They would never be in a state of heedlessness. Means they don't talk about anything other than praising Allah. They don't do anything other than praising Allah. Their whole existence about how to praise Allah. So when people come and say that, why you guys have to sit so long for zikr? Why do you have to do zikr so many times? Why do you have to go to the masjid? What should I be doing? Go to hang out at a sports pub? What should I be doing? My entire being, its only satisfaction, dhikrullahi tatma'inu qulub, that my only satisfaction is in the remembrance of Allah. My sustenance and my energy all comes from the remembrance of Allah. Means that servant then is a reality from Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And the servant that doesn't want to praise Allah, doesn't want to take from that energy, doesn't want to attend those associations, doesn't want anything to do with that, then they have to understand that darajat, that they didn't reach to that. Because these are now the soul is dressing and dressing and dressing. They walk with the lights of Surat al-Fatiha, but see that Surat al-Fatiha, when they recite Surat al-Fatiha means Allah dressed them from the secret of Surat al-Fatiha. They are walking Surat al-Fatiha for you. That their soul is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa Allah describe yusabbihu wa bihamdi. Everything is praising me. But you don't have the ability to understand except the Ahlul Tafakkur. Only the people of tafakkur understood that there's a hamd and praise for everything. And their lights and their soul, when Allah dressed them from Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, they have the understanding of the hamd of everything in Allah's creation. Every plant will give its hamd to them and describe what it was made for. Everything has a praise. This wood is in a praise. This plant is in a praise, this metal is in a praise, every animal has a praise. Everything Allah says is praising me from its smallest wujud. And the servant of Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen understands the praise of everything. When Allah wounds them, they understand the praise of everything. So before, their medicine was you didn't have to go to pharmacists, they could walk through the jungle or the forest and each plant would tell them, O servant of Allah, Allah created me for this purpose. Don't eat me, I'm poisonous. I'm going to take away this sickness. Eat me, I'm for this. Everything has a praise. Only at that time then they can enter now towards the door of the Ba'ah. Because Prophet described, I'm the city of knowledge. And Imam Ali alayhi salam is the door, the Ba'ahu, is the gatekeeper for that door of the Ba'ah for the servant to enter into those realities. We pray that Allah give us long life and dress us from these realities, bless us from these realities, and to take us to that Ba'ah inshaAllah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon, wa salaamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, bi hurmati Muhammad al-Mustafa wa bi siri Surat al-Fatiha.
Sidna an-Nabi, Sidna an-Nabi, Sidna an-Nabi. Sidna an-Nabi.